that old-time religion is getting a 21st-century twist. A conference for Christian video game developers opened in Portland, Oregon today. And while Christian games make up just a fraction of the $11 billion industry, they have a devoted following, as Oregon Public Broadcasting's Christian Fodenwenzel reports.
Sitting in his home office, 37-year-old high-tech engineer Tim Emmerich punches buttons as he wrestles with Godspeed 3D.
A stitch in time saves nine is in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son is in the Bible.
The idea is to choose which phrase is in the Bible. Emmerich turned his back on mainstream games like Manhunt and Brute Force because he says they don't set the best example.
I don't know if you've played many of the current games. Grand Theft Auto, you know, you can actually kill a variety of people. I haven't played the latest one. And you get points. You get rewarded for killing these innocent bystanders, or worse, policemen.
Rather than turn his back on his hobby, however, Emmerich organized the first Christian Game Developers Conference 3 years ago. This year, Dan Olds is among 70 people who've gathered to compare code and biblical plots.
Believe it or not, I came up with this game. It came to me when I just woke up from a dream. I actually heard a voice in my head that I believe was God saying, "Prophecy," a game about the prophecies that were fulfilled by the Messiah.
His daughter, Hannah Rachel, says she prefers religious games.
Well, first of all, your parents let you do lots of Christian games. And sometimes they say, no, you cannot play that game. You have to play either learning or, you know, Bible games or Christian games.
Back at his home in Oregon's lush Willamette Valley, Tim Emmerich ruffles the hair of his two young kids and admits that a well-grounded child isn't likely to drive the streets in search of someone to run down just because they've played Grand Theft Auto. Indeed, while they're garnished with biblical teaching, several Christian games can be described as violent. For example, in Catchum, a player uses a ball of holy energy known as a smite to blast demon-possessed soldiers who then drop to their knees in prayer. But Emmerich says that's not violent.
In that example, it's a Roman soldier who has captured your mentor, if you will, and other Christians, and you don't actually kill them. Basically, what you're doing is getting the demons out of them.
At Ancient Wonders, a suburban gaming store near Portland, clerk Tim Plazinski says that's just semantics. Whether a character is blasted with a gun, a smite, or a fire-breathing dragon, it's all the same.
As far as I'm concerned, a good game is a good game no matter what the premise is. So if it's a good game, it'll be played.
But Plazinski says in the 7 years he's been at Ancient Wonders, he's never bought or swapped a Christian game.
If somebody brought them in to sell us, we would definitely pick them up. But I've just never had anybody bring them in.
Still, while Christian games made up a minuscule fraction of the $11 billion market last year, Emmerich points out they have one whopping advantage over their competition. Theirs is a loftier goal than simply making money. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.